Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser, talking about the impact on prices when it comes to available processing capacity. It's in just a moment.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horseflies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions. It's really an ongoing juggling act between the numbers of animals that need to be processed to keep the industry's beef and pork current and the available packing capacity. That's under a lot of stress right now because of the coronavirus. Most notably on the pork side, you've got Smithfield Foods closing for the immediate future, their major pork processing facility up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then for the beef industry, JBS closing their Greeley, Colorado beef packing plant for at least 3 or 4 days, or maybe even a little bit longer, as they've had a couple of deaths due to coronavirus from their workers inside the plant. Dr. Glenn Tonser says he's been working on the impact on prices along with Dr. Lee Schultz from Iowa State University, and they have come up with a few conclusions.
This past weekend, I worked with Lee Schultz. We cranked out another fact sheet trying to assess the potential market impacts, specifically livestock price markets, if we pull down utilization of plants. Basically, at the end of the day, a punchline from our work is if we have 20% lower utilization of available plants, so if we take that much offline, in the spirit of COVID in various ways, we project that's a 27% reduction in fed cattle price. And worse yet, that same 20% reduction is a 36% reduction in market prices for hogs. Why the difference? I would argue that the hog complex is dialed in a little more to the minute, to the hour, so to speak, and the cattle complex has a little bit more flexibility to alter their marketings. Both are certainly perishable. You certainly can't do that forever. But there's a little bit more flexibility in the cattle supply chain than the market hog supply chain, and therefore you have those more dire impacts. It's also important to note, we can't tell from the analysis we did here how much those negative effects were already priced into the market. So Lee and I were doing this work last Saturday, and most of you know the market, livestock markets were down notably last week. They've been up some and a little bit choppy at times this current week, but last week they were notably down. My best gut guess is some of that was exactly this issue, was the market was signaling we're concerned about this, but how much of that decline was already priced in is beyond the scope of our analysis, and I'm a little bit guessing on that.
So there's still a lot of questions, not as many answers, unfortunately, but as Dr. Tonser indicated, we are looking at if you get longer than just very, very short-term interruptions in the supply chain right now at the processing and packer level, you've got the potential for lower cattle prices, lower hog prices, in both cases, significantly lower, depending on how long that supply disruption goes on. Finally, in that webinar that Dr. Tonser was holding court on a lot of different subjects when it came to the livestock industry and coronavirus, COVID-19, if you please, one thing that he dropped in toward the end was a little nugget regarding some price forecasting coming courtesy of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver. He indicated that LMIC was looking at lower cattle prices than they had predicted earlier in 2020 for the balance of this year.
The 2020 numbers that are projected are certainly lower than they were pre-COVID. So if you compare these with LMIC's forecast dated early January, they're all down for all points during 2020. However, they are more optimistic than what the futures market would suggest. So that's an important note here. There's quite a bit of sentiment, not just by LMIC, but a lot of analysts, that the futures market is quote unquote overreacted negatively. But I'm going to highlight here the difference between the LMIC forecast is a little more optimistic than the CME would be.
K-State's Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock, proud to present Gulf Coast Classic number 5, Thursday, April 16th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 37,400 head, 10,800 yearling steers, 7,800 yearling heifers, 9,700 weaned calves, 5,500 calves on cows. For details when a lot will sell or for more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.